おはよう東京。
よしです。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 46. The Nagasaki connection joining us for 2 weeks in a row. 高瀬さん、it is great to have you back.
ありがとうございます。
Now, this is survival phrases number 46. 46, I think, if you're up to this number, you're doing okay. You're gonna make it in Japan. What do you think, 高瀬さん?
I hope they're doing okay.
Yoshi さん?
I hope they're doing okay too.
Okay, now today's lesson will be really useful if you're going to a place like Akihabara. And 高瀬さん, can you tell us a bit about Akihabara?
Inside Akihabara, there's a denki guy.
Electric town. Now, Yoshi-san, what can we find there?
Lots of girls in costumes.
I think you took a wrong turn.
I said denki guy.
All sorts of appliances.
Not just appliances, some of the most progressive, innovative products in the world. People from all over the world come here to shop. And when you come here to shop, you're going to be spending thousands of dollars. Well, maybe not. Well, hundreds. Well, you never know what's going to happen. And usually when you start dealing with this amount of money, you're going to use what, Yoshi-san?
Card.
Which is?
Card.
As in credit card. Now, the Japanese, they simplify and abbreviate so many things. So credit card becomes simply?
Card.
Break it down.
Ka-a-do. Card.
In today's conversation, we're going to learn how to ask if it's okay to use a credit card, which you can use not only here, but also in restaurants and other locations, because still, in some places in Japan, credit card use is not that common. In big cities, you won't have a problem, but in some of the local areas, this may become an issue. So first, you want to know, is it okay to use a credit card? Two, we're going to teach you about some things very unusual, very peculiar to the Japanese credit card. So with that said, please listen to today's conversation. Give it to you once, then we'll give it to you slow. Then we'll put the English translation. Afterwards, we're going to break it down line by line. Plus, we're going to tell you about using a credit card in Japan. Because when you use a card in Japan, Japan's system, the credit card system, has some very peculiar features and issues. So we're going to go over those too. So first, we're going to give you the conversation, then go over that. Okay, here we go.
すみません。カードは大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。何回払いですか?
一回です。
はい、かしこまりました。
One more time, slowly please.
すみません。カードは大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。何回払いですか?
一回です。
はい、かしこまりました。
This time, Takase-san and Yoshi-san will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Here we go.
すみません。
Excuse me.
カードは大丈夫ですか?
Is a credit card all right?
はい、大丈夫です。
Yes, that's fine.
何回払いですか?
How many payments?
一回です。
One.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, certainly. Okay, if you remember, in one of the previous episodes, we gave you the first expression here. Yoshi-san asking if it's okay to use a card. What was that again?
カードは大丈夫ですか?
Now, in a previous episode, leaving the restaurant, we gave you this. But today, the latter part of this conversation is new. And for good reason, we're introducing it in this lesson. Okay, let's just go through the conversation from the top to bottom and let's just take it apart. Yoshi-san?
カードは大丈夫ですか?
So first we have the word for credit card. Yoshi-san?
カード.
Break it down.
カード.
This is marked by the topic particle.
わ.
Followed by
大丈夫.
All right. So far, literally we have credit card, all right, followed by
ですか?
Is it. Credit card, all right, is it. So we have the elements there for the sentence. Now to make it into proper English, we just have to reverse a few things. Is a credit card all right? That's it. Is a card all right? Is a credit card all right? This is what this sentence means. There are other ways, of course, to ask, but this is the most simple, compact way to say it. And most easy to remember. Okay? Yoshi-san, just give it to us one more time.
カードは大丈夫ですか?
So if you're in a restaurant and you want to ask if it's all right to use a credit card,
カードは大丈夫ですか?
If you're buying a omiyage and you want to know if it's okay to use a credit card,
カードは大丈夫ですか?
And again, if you're buying some electrical appliances, you can also use this phrase too, as we did in the dialogue. One more time, Yoshi-san.
カードは大丈夫ですか?
Okay, and this is followed by?
はい、大丈夫です。
First we have the word for yes.
はい。
Followed by?
大丈夫です。
All right, it is. And again, we just have to reverse the order. Yes, it's all right. Now, Takase-san, if it's not okay, say for instance that this store doesn't accept credit cards, what would we hear?
カードは使えません。
Okay, first part's the same. カード followed by?
は。
Topic marking particle followed by?
使えません。
Okay, this is the potential form of 使う to use. Again, beyond the scope of this lesson, but translation is you can't use a credit card. And the here is implied. Okay, one more time. Nice and slow, Takase-san.
カードは使えません。
And just one more time. Nice and slow. Maybe you could even break, you know what? Break down 使えません for us.
使えません。使えません。
One time the whole phrase.
カードは使えません。
So if you hear that, you're out of luck. But luckily, in this dialogue, we were okay. And this was followed by the following expression.
何回払いですか?
Which literally translates to, how many payments? Now, actually, we're going to finish this dialogue and we'll explain about this concept. But they're asking, how many times do you want to break the payment into? And they'll give you a bunch of options, but we're going to talk about this in a minute. But let's just take a look at the Japanese first. Takase-san?
何回?
What times? And we have to interpret here that this means how many times. Takase-san, can you break that down?
何回?
And one time fast?
何回?
Again, how many times? Followed by?
払い.
Payment. How many times payment? Break down that last word.
払い. 払い.
And it's followed by?
ですか?
Will it be? Okay, in Japanese, there's the past and non-past, just two forms. In English, we have the future, present, past. In Japanese, it's the non-past and past. So here, previously we gave you desu ka as is it, but it can also be interpreted as will be. How many times payment will it be? Literally, we interpret it here as how many payments will it be? How many times do you want to pay? Is the final interpretation. Now, I know you're probably shaking your heads. What does this all mean? Just wait 2 minutes. We'll explain it all right after this conversation. Next we have?
一回です。
One time. Yoshi-san, give us one time.
一回。
Here, same exact as the English. We have one time. Just the verb is placed at the end. One time. And in English, we would probably say, can be interpreted as one. One payment. One time. Yoshi-san, what's the word for time?
回。
As in time going by, but time, how many? So one time. Okay, this is followed by?
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood. And again, the second word. We already have the word for yes. Takase-san, what was that?
はい。
This is followed by?
かしこまりました。
The extremely polite form of understood. Certainly. I got it. Comprehended. Takase-san, can you break it down?
かしこまりましたかしこまりました。
Now this is the past tense. Takase-san, can you give us the non-past tense?
かしこまります。
Which is the non-past polite form? And finally, can you give us the dictionary form of this word, Takase-san?
かしこまる。
There it is. Okay, so there's the whole conversation. Let's just go through the conversation one more time.
すみません。カードは大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。何回払いですか?
一回です。
はい、かしこまりました。
Okay, now that we got that conversation worked out, we're going to talk a bit about credit cards. Actually, credit cards and how they function in Japan. So maybe we could say Japan's credit card system. Now, Yoshi-san, in the conversation, they asked us, how many times do you want to pay? Can you give it to us one more time?
何回払いですか?
Now in Japan, there are three ways to pay with a credit card. So you hear this question, how many times do you want to pay? Now there's three systems. The first system is what we used, one time.In the conversation we said,
一回.
This is also known as,
一括払い.
Which means, one time or full payment. I.e., you pay everything at once. Now when you use this system, like it says, no matter what you put on your card, you're going to pay that amount next month. So you got to be really, really careful here. If you come to Japan, you go slap a TV, one of those, Yoshi-san, you know what I'm talking about, the big, like, 6-foot flat panel TVs on your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say one time, ikkatsu or ikkai, when you get back the next month, you're going to get a bill for $4,000 to $5,000 to $6,000.
Right.
So this is one of the main reasons we're introducing this today. That's the ikkai. Second system they have is, again, related to this, bunkatsu barai. Yoshi-san, can you give us that pronunciation one more time?
Bunkatsu barai.
This is multiple payments or a multiple payment plan. So basically, it's the same thing. They would ask you, how many times do you want to pay? Then you can ask them, how many times is possible?
何回まで大丈夫ですか?
Up to how many times can I pay? And it can vary from 1 to 12, depending on the item, depending how much it costs. You can have sometimes, like, I've bought items that have 2 payments. I bought items with 3 payments, 4 payments. So with this type of system, there is interest. On the first type, there's no interest. You just pay it all at once. The second time, it gets divided up and there's interest added. For example, I bought some jewelry. It's about $1,200. I split it into 3 payments. So when the store clerk asked me,
何回払いですか?
3回, 3 times. 3回お願いします. So I got 3 payments. So it's 3 payments of $400 with interest added. And it kind of works out nice this way. You know your payments. You know when you have to make them by. Now, the final system is similar to what we have, at least in the U.S. And this is called Ribo Barai. Yoshi-san, give it to us one more time.
Ribo Barai.
Now, this is similar to the U.S. You put something on your credit card and you're only obliged to make the minimum payments. If we go back to that flat panel TV, you can put it on your credit card and then just make the minimum payments, which means it's going to be on your card for a long, long time. So, to kind of clarify it and bring it all together, let's go back to that TV. Say you come to Akihabara, you buy a huge $4,000 TV. If you use ikkatsu barai, you're going to get a credit card bill for $4,000. If you buy that same TV, but you use bunkatsu barai, which is multiple payments, and you break it into 4 payments, you'll be responsible to pay $1,000 on your credit card for the next 4 months. 1 month comes, you pay $1,000 back. Next month comes, you'll pay $1,000. Finally, you buy the same TV, you use ribo barai, you'll be responsible for just the minimum payments. So the thing can stay on your credit card for years. Just responsible to make those minimum payments. Now, Yoshi-san, have you had any interesting experiences with this system?
No, I usually do ikkai barai.
Just the 1 payment.
Right.
Yeah, I found out about this system the hard way. I'm very used to the minimum payment. So in the US, I'd put $500 on my credit card and then just pay $50 or whatever the minimum is. When I first used my credit card in Japan, the first time I got a Japanese credit card and I used it, I bought something for $500 and I was like, all right, I'll pay it off slowly in the coming months. The following month, I got a bill for $500. So yeah, you really, really want to pay attention when using a credit card in Japan. All right, so I think that's going to do for today's lesson. Now this one, we should actually move this up in the order because this is a really important lesson. You know, Yoshi-san, you've been to Akihabara, right?
A few times, yes.
So there's just so many electronic goods, so many gadgets, and that's where a lot of foreigners go to buy the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go there, you definitely want to pay attention when they ask you about the payment.
Right.
All right, that's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。